Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
14 to 11, Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning to you, Coz. Looking forward to today's show, and we've got plenty to get through.
Jason McKay joining you.
Indeed, he is going to unleash some of his stars on the TAB Million Dollar Chase over the next 48 hours. And I tell you what, he's got some great runners going around at Maitland today and on Saturday at the Gardens in Newcastle. And he's our guest today. Jason, good morning. In Heat 1 this afternoon at Maitland, which is race number 6 on the card, you've got two of the 6 runners. Let's start with the Golden Easter Egg champ, Zipping Bailey, in box 8. Her first start in 2 months. Now, she's won 3 of 4 at Maitland with a 24.88 PB. How do you expect her to go today fresh?
Exactly, Dave. Thanks for having us, mate. Dave, she goes all right at Maitland. Don't get me wrong, a wide draw suits. It's a reduced field. That helps as well. But most importantly out of all of this, mate, she's lacking match fitness. And any of these big races, any group race, any type of listed race, you need to be fit, mate. And I'd say she's going to take a couple of runs to tighten her up to get her to where we need her, but we're just trying to hope to qualify here, Dave, at Maitland to get to that semi-final round of the chase at Winnie. That's her go, mate, if we can get her there on the two corners back of the favourite track. But definitely needs a few runs to tighten her up, but her trials have been right around the mark over shorter distances.
Well, good stuff. Well, 4 of the 6 runners in Heat 1, they advanced to the Maitland final. But, yeah, as you say, Wentworth Park is her track. In the same heat, Jason, you have Flying Bazza in box 4. He's very strong, but he's been off the scene for a month. How is he and how well has he been trialling for you?
Good, Dave. He won his last start at Winnie. I think he's won 4 of his last 5, but he just got clipped at Winnie and he cleared a fibula up. No major damage, but inflamed, so we had to ease him up and correct that problem, and he hasn't lost a lot of match fitness, Dave. He had a very strong foundation with racing regular week to week, and he's had a few recent trials to top him up for that assignment today, but he's going real good. I'm very happy where he is, but same thing again, he lacks a bit of that immediate dash where a couple of them's going to be in front of him, but they'll have to have a fair break on him because he's got one powerhouse finish, mate.
I'll never forget that day, Jace, a couple of months back when he came from an impossible position at Maitland to run down Whiskey Jack.
Well, I'm not real sure. Dave, and I looked up there, he weren't 10 off the lead with a couple hundred metres to go. He was 12 off the lead and somehow won by a length. Like he's got the gears, Dave, if you let him get through them. You know, he just needs a bit of galloping room and he can really unleash on you, but nice and fresh, but fit. If he gets a sniff today along the fence, he'd be powering at him. Don't worry about that.
Jason, in Heat 2 of the TAB Million Dollar Chase, Race 8 at Maitland this afternoon, Victorian chaser Flynn, who won the Speed Star at Sandown back in the autumn in 29.08, is having his first start for you and his first race start for 3 months. How's he settled in?
Yeah, Dave, same thing with Flynn. He's a high-class Victorian dog. Recent form, a little bit below best. When you're a young dog and you've got to step up to that high-class race every week, you can lose a bit of confidence. He got buffed around a bit his last few starts down there, so Harry's owner decided to get him up here and give him a go at this million-dollar chase and to change the scenery and a few different tracks. Might regain his confidence. He's had a couple of trials. The trials have been satisfactory without breaking the clock, but if we could qualify today, I think another week here is not going to hurt him if he could qualify for that regional final. But certainly got his share of ability, but his recent form is below par, and we're just hoping to regather a bit of that in the next few weeks.
Okay, well, it's a strong heat, that one at Maitland. You've got the couple in the Black Forge in 1, CJ's Boy, which finished at the tail of a small field at Bullo last Saturday. It's Ronnie Marsden, that's my fault because I backed it. But, Jace, you've got to... I'll stop a train, especially the train to Bullo. But, Jace, you've got a stack of other top chances on today's Maitland card. What about Zipping Houdini from Box 1 in Race 3? Beautifully bred, this one. Black Magic Opal from Zipping Willow.
Yeah, Dave, that's ideal for him today. Box 1's ideal, early races ideal. He goes real good, this dog. He's pre-trained, his break-ins for super, but we haven't seen that yet in his first couple of official staff. He's been overruled a bit with other dogs around him and more people around him, and he's just a well and a bit set of spear, and it's cost him. But it wouldn't surprise me today to see him. Now he's had a couple of goes, gained a little bit of experience, get right up on the bunny today. He's got high speed, but it's all about the start with him, Dave, but he's certainly got his share of ability.
Jason, race 4, box 6, Aston Sapporo, Black Magic Opal from Fantastic Sky. Won on debut at Maitland last week in 22-57.
Davey PP'd at the Gardens, a couple of lengths off the record 2 weeks ago, 22-44, which is unheard of for a young dog. He went to Maitland and just got ankle tapped. He come out good. He never flew out. He come out good, and they just ankle tapped him, and he just hurt his hip a little bit and track-legged a little bit, and he got going late, still put 5 or 6 on him, but he's a lot better than that, says Dave, the 22.57. He's probably capable of running a 22.20 or something today with a clean getaway and no interference, but nice little dog on the way up, yep.
And in race 5 from box 2, you got Whiskey Jack chasing 4 on the bounce.
Whiskey Jack's another Basha Bale pup owned by one of his mates here, John Flanagan. Very honest bugger, improving all the time. He was the one who got run down by Flying Bazza that day, so it's obvious he can run a bit. He's got some good credentials, so he's just run into a hard free-for-all dog in Nangar Jack today, Dave, which class is usually hard to beat, but he goes good, this dog. If he begins good, he's got that brilliant early pace, so that should put him in a good position at the first corner.
Race 7 at Maitland's, the Les Darcy Cup final. You've got Turbo Thomas, an exciting young chaser in box 8, Jace, who has won 6 of his 7 starts, including an on-speed victory at Maitland last Thursday. I like this dog.
Yeah, I do, Dave, too. I'm with you a bit there. I think he's got a few that like him. He's got some real good habits, this little fella. He's just on the way up, as we see. I've only given him 6 goes. He's won all of them, which is good, but he's very consistent beginner, which is huge this day and age if you're going to the top, and he's got real good acceleration, and he'll come off a wide draw, no problem at all. But it is that there's a handy couple of dogs in the race, but I just think he's got the draw to be putting pressure on them coming down off the outside, David. He chases hard, he waits. He's got a lot of good habits, mate, so he's a chance later on for sure.
By the way, Jace, congratulations on the win of Zipping Clive at Wentworth Park last night. That chase is now known as a mudlark for sure.
Oh, I've got no doubt about that, Dave. They come in last night and they said, mate, the heavens have just opened now. I said, well, I hope it creeps at them. He thrives in the mud, that dog. I don't know why. He's just one of those blokes. You're just something in the air, mate. The more it rains, the better he performs. So I hope it rains a bit more, Dave, when he races.
Yeah, we need it anyway. Jace, just before we go, on Saturday night, there's one heat of the Tab Million Dollar Chase at the Gardens in Newey. And it's a pretty hot one. You've got the likes of Mystic Wright, the defending champ, Federal Lily, Miley Nismo, Knights Page. You've got Aston Duke in box number 4. Now, look, this greyhound's in great form.
He does too. He's got a bit of a friction with the Gardens track too, Dave. He loves the place, tell the truth, but that is a high-class race. That'll be a regional final next week because they never got enough noms. So basically whatever happens this week, and the boxer will play a very vital role next week on who's going to win that. But very happy where he's at. He's just going to have to put everything in the right position on Daddy because that race is just going to be crucial at the first corner. There's 6 out of them, 8 that's going to go head-and-head to the first corner, Dave, so anything could happen, mate.
There'll be no quarter given there, that's for sure. And, Jace, another form of Victorian in your kennels, Get It Gizmo's the first reserve. If there are no scratchings, when are we going to see him race for you?
Dave, I've got no option with him because of he's only graded grade 5 at the Gardens and plenty of others were higher than him, so that's why he missed out. But he got plenty of points, but it just come back to the grading issue where he got first reserve. If he don't get a run, I've got no option, Dave. He's got to go on a run-off at Goulburn on Tuesday, mate, so that'll be the last of the runoffs, the regional runoffs, and we'll give him a crack there, and if he goes good, that'll be a nice run under his belt for the final, the following week there, and then we'll work it out from there, mate. But there's a dog that's $21 in the market to win the whole thing, and he can't get a Guernsey, you know what I mean? So just got to shop around and see what happens.
Yeah, good on you, Jace. Well, look, have a great time at your local at Maitland this afternoon. You've got so many fantastic chances, and indeed in those heats of the Tab Million Dollar Chase. The Gardens the same on Saturday, and Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck to those Eels that you like against the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, it's going to be a different story down there. Dave, Melbourne at home, and very crucial Melbourne. I can't remember the last time they lost two in a row, so I think they're going to have their work cut out the Eels, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, indeed. Good on you, Jason. Thanks for being our guest on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks for having us, Dave. I appreciate it, mate.
Good on you. There's Jason McKay joining us, Sean.
Terrific. Now, Wagga, got live music at its regional final.
You bet. It's been announced. Australian country music legend Adam Harvey is going to be playing live after the last at Wagga on Saturday week, September 28, on Wagga's Million Dollar Chase final night. He's playing at Dubbo this weekend after their final too. So if you're in the Dubbo area this weekend or Saturday week at Wagga, get along to the track and you'll see Adam Harvey for the price of admission. It's only about $5 to get in. Now, Wagga has its regional Million Dollar Chase heats on tomorrow night. There's three of them. The Victorians are crossing the border, including Jason Thompson with Black Opium and Deliver, while Andrea Daly has Rico Ablett and Lucy's Milo lining up. And Andrea, well, she has five of the eight runners in tomorrow night's Richmond final. And so the trailer is well and truly loaded up, and the Mexicans are coming, Sean.
All right, now the funeral of trainer Stan Beckingham's underway.
Yes, Sean, his farewell is going as we speak at Gledswood Homestead in Camden Valley Way at Catherine Field. Our sympathies are certainly with Stan's family. He began training back in 1969, and he trained his last winner at Wentworth Park on July the 3rd this year, a greyhound by the name of Jamila Pearl. And Sean, Stan was 74.
Right, now we need a winner today, Dave.
Well, let's hope so. We've got two New South Wales meetings, and the dogs.com.au is tipping first at Maitland in the twilight. The meeting there kicks off at 5 to 4, the Savo. They've gone for race six, the first heat of the Tab Million Dollar Chase, number four, Flying Bazza, for Jason McKay. So race six, number four, their best bet. The value bet is in race three, number eight, Chevy Rock. Jason's got the one. The manuals have the eight, and it's the value tip from the dogs.com.au. Dapto races tonight from 7:16. The best bet there comes up in race eight, number one, Kenya Star. 8-1, the value bet at Dapto. Race six, number seven, Talk the Talk. And that's what we'll be doing at this time again tomorrow morning, Coz.